The Smiley J Artist Zone, a platform for and about independent artists, music, interviews, and much, much more. Now, welcome your host, Smiley J.
Hey y'all, welcome to the Smiley J Artist Zone Show. I am your host, Smiley J, and I just want to thank each and every one of you guys who chose to hang out with me yet again. I do appreciate it. Much, much love to you. Now, if today is your first time joining me, welcome, welcome. And hang out with me to the end if you can, and make sure you come back. And let me tell you a little bit about the show, just so you know, and you will hang out to the end. This show is dedicated to independent artists, you know, a safe, fun place where indie artists can come and talk about their music and all that they do and share a song or two with you. So that's it. That's pretty much it. Now, I do have a rule. You hear something you like, you download it and add it to your playlist, because that's how we get down. We share music, you know. If you like what you hear, go ahead, share it, share with others. Let them know you got to hear this dope song by artist XYZ. So that's what we do. Now, today's show is really going to be good. I have a guest that's coming. He's going to be hanging out with me in a few minutes in the Artist Zone. His name is David McLaurin. Now, I want to dedicate this show to all the multi-talented artists out there that just does it all, from vocals to producing, songwriting, instrumentalists, business owners. I mean, you're just doing it all, and you're doing the daggone thing, and you're good at it. So shout out to all of you, men and women. I salute you. I applaud you, because I know it's hard work. But, you know, you probably have a small team of people behind you, you know, just helping you out with some of those small tasks to free you up while you are out there creating and doing all the fabulous things that you do and bringing all this good music to us. And today's guests fall right into that category. We're gonna talk a little bit about that a little further on in the show. But right now, let's talk about Smiley's info segment. This part of the show, I just give out a little information, news you can use or info you can use. And if you can't use it, you know how we do. You share it with someone who can use it. Okay? That's how we do. Sonic Bids. Sonic Bids is a leading career platform for musicians. Right now, Sonic Bids is offering opportunities to support artists during these times, you know, with social distancing. A lot of venues are canceling or postponing performances. With Sonic Bids, they're going to help you out with online streaming gigs. Yes. Now, they say that in the past, sponsorship money has only been available for, you know, those mainstream artists and major influencers. Well, the game is changing. Sonic Bids said they're going to go ahead and tap into their network of partners to help bring some of that money directly to indie artists. Yes, yes, shout out to Sonic Bids. Now, this is how it works, guys. And then, you know, you got to do a little work too. You got to submit your EPK. Then make sure that your EPK is up to date, okay? Submit your EPK along with any video footage of your most recent live stream or any recent live stream performance will work. Just make sure you submit it. What they're going to do, they're going to try to match you up with some of their partners. And here's the good part, you know, you get to decide whether or not you want to work with those partners. You might say, nah, this don't work, you know. So that's good. But you have that choice anyway. And they're even going to help you tighten up your live stream. They will help you deliver exactly what that partner wants. They make sure that you're on course. And they also make sure that you get your coins. So, you know, that's a good thing. Now, compensation is determined at the time of booking. So you decide, you know, if it's a go or not. That's totally up to you. So go ahead and check out Sonic Bids and find a gig near you. Now, let's remember some of the rules, okay? I mean, these are rules that you probably already know. But I'm sorry. These are rules that you probably already know. But let's go ahead and get into those rules. You remember that Sonic Bids is pretty much your employer. They hired you for the gig, so they are your primary customer. So just know that first impressions are lasting. So you want to make sure that, like I say, you all of your submission packages is right and tight. Also, you know, your reputation is your most valuable asset. So guard it with every fiber of your being. So make sure you deliver, be professional, be punctual, you know, all those good things. You already know. So I know it sounds pretty elementary, but I have seen some bad behaviors by some real grown folks, okay? You know, they thought they had it together, but, you know, you still got to be professional. People are watching, you know? And, you know, you never know who's in the audience. And when you're out there talking to people, you know, make sure you are being respectful, because you never know who they are and how they can help you. So, just a little info you can use. I know that most of you already know this stuff, but I got to tell you anyway, because maybe someone out there do not know. So let me go ahead and introduce today's guest. I talked about him earlier. His name is David McLaurin. He is an award-winning producer, artist, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. Business owner of Rhythm Productions, David's unique brand of music includes an infusion of jazz, reggae, R&B, and world music just to satisfy everybody's musical appetite. Now, David has released multiple projects. He's collaborated with various artists from different music genres, and he has performed at various music venues around the country, you know, including all the jazz festivals, and he's even been to St. Lucia, which is one of my favorite places. So you guys know how we do it here on the Smiley J Show. We welcome our guests. We give them love and good energy by clapping it up wherever you are. So on a count of three, let's welcome Mr. David McLaurin. 1, 2, 3. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about you, Smiley?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well too. Where are you calling? You're on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm in California.
Cali, sunny Cali. All right. What part of Cali are you in?
I'm just outside of LA. I'm still in LA County, but I'm in a town called Lancaster, which is right outside of LA.
Okay. All right.
So I get the best of all worlds without the traffic.
Right. That traffic is crazy there. So, first again, sir, I want to welcome you. We finally were able to get this interview together. I know we had tried early in the year. Didn't work out. It was mainly on my end. So thank you for accommodating my schedule. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know, it's my pleasure to, you know, be here with you. And I do thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Now, firstly, you know that I absolutely love your music, because I've told you that several times.
Yes, you do. You're so sweet about it.
you know, really, you have intertwined all the music genres together that I absolutely love, and producing a great sound. It's like music gumbo.
Yeah, I mean, I pride myself. My brand of music is called something a little different. So you get, you know, a taste of all genres. You know, you just get a taste of pretty much what's happening in my head musically.
I love it. I love different. So,
yeah.
So before being the established artist that you are today, let's just take it back a little bit to your, I'm sure you're still humble, but to your humbling beginnings, where you worked with different bands and youth groups and choirs, and, you know, you even served as a music director. Now, do you still work with youth organizations?
Not so much on an official capacity, but I still work with young people. And even more so in the music industry right now, I work with younger artists, you know, who do not have the funds to actually go to the major labels or the studios to get their work done. So I work with some of them, give them pointers. Some of them I take to my studio and help them record their music, help them write, you know. So I still met on that level.
I love it. Giving back. Now, in your earlier days, you also played, you played around in New York. Now, how long were you in New York? And was it mainly churches that you played when you were in New York, or did you do a lot of gigging?
I did mostly church venues at that time. Choirs, church musician, soloist, those things, But prior to that, I was doing a lot more gigging when I was in Virginia. I went around a lot, played with different bands.
Okay, I saw that you were in Virginia with the Zion Wave Band. And what part of Virginia were you in?
In the beach area, Virginia Beach.
Oh,
The best
Virginia
place to
Beach.
be.
Okay, you know what? I don't. Okay, that's the southern end of Virginia. But Virginia Beach is cool. Shout out to all my Virginia Portsmouth Hampton folks. Shout out to you.
No doubt.
Now, David, you are like the jack of all trades, and in your introduction, you do everything. You are truly the jack of all trades. But I did forget to mention that you are also a skillful sound engineer. You mix and master your music.
Yes, I do. I mean, and that's from paying my dues early in the music industry. I mean, I got thrust into it, in the early 90s. That should tell you how old I am. But before I actually became an artist, I decided, it was best for me to learn the ins and outs of, music, the sound, pay my dues, carrying equipment, doing things, going backstage, hanging out, and learning from those who did it better than I did. So.
Smart, smart, smart man. I tell you, you got everything covered, I swear. Now, speaking of that, tell the listeners a little bit about Rhythm Productions, in case somebody want to work with you. Tell us about all that you do.
Well, with rhythm production, I do everything from, the initial recordings, the songwriting, all the way up into the mastering and getting it ready for, post-production and radio airplay and distribution.
Okay. Now, you have collaborated with many, many artists from various genres, and I guess that kind of explains your unique different sounds. Let's talk briefly about your recent release. I mean, I'm still listening to The Villain.
Well, let's see. The villain, was all me. On that one, I took a break. I actually only have one other musician on there, and that's a bass player that plays on the track "Young Lion." But after that, after The Villain was released, I did a few more collaborations. One with my favorite trumpet player, Sam Hankins, which we go back a ways, and we've released a lot of music together. Then shortly after that, I came out with another track with Chicago's own Audley Reed, talented sax player, and we came out with something that was just completely different than everything else that you're used to hearing. And it's been doing really well. I mean, just for being a couple weeks, released, it's getting a lot of great traction.
Is that Dragonfly? What song is that?
That one is Adam. Dragonfly was the one with Sam Hankins, which was
Okay,
before that.
gotcha. Okay, I gotta keep up with you because you be moving, David. You don't play. I'm like, he does not sit still. But your music is doing very well. I mean, it's doing very well. Now, you were the recipient, and I've got to mention this because you were the recipient of the Indie Music Channel Award for Best Instrumental Video Nightlife, which was at the Hard Rock Cafe right in Hollywood. So,
That's
congratulations.
correct. Thank you.
It's always nice to be awarded for your hard works.
Absolutely. I mean, I've gotten quite a few awards from the Indie Music channel. The guys out there are pretty awesome. They give indie music from all genres a lot of credit for their work, you know, so they recognize us as, you know, true musicians. I mean, so no shout out to them for the honors.
Yes, yes, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, did you do? Yeah. I thought I saw something. Did you do something with Third World, featuring Third World, a while back?
In my early days, I did shows with Third World. Mm-hmm. I did some shows with Ziggy, you know.
Oh my God, I love both of them. Ziggy, Third World, that's the, oh gosh.
I mean, so my roots, you know, when I got started in the music industry, I started with reggae. So mm-hmm. I did a lot of reggae music. I mean, not just, you know, not just the dance hall stuff, but I started with traditional reggae where, you know, it's very intricate as far as the musical arrangement, the stylings are concerned. You know, it's very musically intense. So that's kind of where I got my start and my discipline from.
Yes, I love reggae. I love world music, island music. I love all that stuff. You know, it's a feeling, it's a vibe, it's a movement. So
it really is. Yeah. And it helps you, you know, it helps you focus. I mean, reggae music, I think, is more conscious music. You know, it brings your attention to world issues, you know, family, having a good time, you know, just, you know, life in general. So I really, you know, in all my music, I bring a touch of reggae to it. I mean, whether, you know, it's a full-on reggae song or it's just, you know, an undertone of the island life in it.
Yeah, look, Bob Marley, he was teaching us. He was educating us. You know, we were dancing, but if you listen to it, he was ahead of his days, I tell you.
Yep, I grew up on Bob Marley. He was one of my musical influences. You know, as a young child, I decided, you know, I want to get into this music thing, you know, and he was one of those people that really influenced me.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of great artists, you know, up and coming young artists from Jamaica that I've been paying attention to, you know, Coffee, young girl, I really like her, and this other girl, I can't think of her name, Leela, I can't think of her name, anyway, it's a lot of up and coming, they're doing the daggone thing.
Yeah, they are. I mean, much respect to them. I mean, the younger generation, I mean, they do have a grasp for, you know, going back to, you know, the roots of the music. So I'm really encouraged by that.
Yeah. So David, do you have any 2021 performance days lineup that you can tell us about? Cause I know a lot of performances been canceled due to this, you know, COVID pandemic, but is there any performance or dates or virtual, performances that you could tell us about?
Well, no, I mean, after, you know, after the whole pandemic thing just kind of crashed our world, I kind of just stepped back for a little and spent a lot more time in the studio preparing music. I mean, I'd like to, you know, do a virtual show soon, but the thing is, you know, with me, there's such saturation out there with so many people, you know, doing it. I just feel like, you know, and I know my show will be different and it will stand out, but you know, I'm just like, you know what, just let it breathe for a while, and then, you know, if I do, then, you know, you'll definitely be among the first to know.
Please do, because, you know, I have to tell you this quick story before I go. There's never enough time, but you know, it was right early during the pandemic, maybe March, I can't remember, very early on. And you was just tinkering around, and you made a beautiful medley on your keyboard, and you shared it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And I shared it with a couple of people because, you know, everybody's a little tense. And then we can't go out. We can't go to work. And it was just a really nice gesture to kind of, you know, cause music is soothing. It soothes the wild and the beast in us. And it was such a beautiful, and I'm like, oh my God, I've got to share this. Because if it made me feel like this, I need somebody else to have the same feeling. So.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's right before, you know, everything really went south. I thought, you know, why not do something to just kind of, you know, set a nice, smooth vibe, you know, for people. No, and just do it for the, you know, for the fun and the love of music. And I just got on, you know, got everything set up in the background and then just did it live, you know. So, and after that, I actually went to record the song. I haven't released it yet, but
you have but to I release have it. That. You have to release, mission accomplished, because that really, you know, that song really did it for me, and which is why I had to share it. So make sure that, you know, when you put it out, you let me know so I can say, hey, I heard it first, and go to my page and you can hear it too. So,
I may just send it to you before it's done.
Oh, I would so love that. Thank you. You have all my information. So
you know it. I do.
So, David, before we go, I want you to tell my listeners where they can get all this awesome music and how they can connect with you on social media if they're looking for a producer, and just give them all your information.
Absolutely. The easiest way to track me down will be through my website. That is davidmclaurin.com. It's easy to find. You can Google me. You could go straight to my website or my social media. It all has links to my website. My music is on all the digital outlets. Since, you know, the industry has shifted from selling MP3s and all of that to, you know, mainly streaming. So, I mean, you got to roll with the times. But some of my music is still available for sale on my website, too, if anybody wants to. And that's pretty much how you get in touch with David McLaurin. It's simple. My social media handle is @DavidMclaurin for all of them.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Mr. David McLaurin, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your oh so busy creative schedule and hanging out with me today. And make sure that you come back when you drop that those next 25 singles.
You know it. You have an open invitation. Just, you know, say the word and I'll be there.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Until next time, David, be well and keep making that good music.
Thank you, Smiley. Appreciate the opportunity.
All righty. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Hi, this is Karen Lynette, and you are listening to the Smiley J Artist Zone. Thank you.
All right. I want to thank you guys, as always, for hanging out with me today. And I want to thank our special guest, Mr. David McLaurin. Be sure to check out his music and follow him on social media and keep up with all that he does. And remember, he has some offered music services that you may want to tap into. And don't forget to head on over to Sonic Bids and check out some of those online resources and those streaming opportunities. I wouldn't want you to miss it. Find out if there is a streaming gig near your city. And y'all know the drill by now. You like what you hear, you download it, and you add it to your playlist. Because that's what the show is all about. Bringing music awareness to your ears, all right? Now, until next time, be well, stay safe. And remember to listen to good music. Your ears will thank you for it. I'm Smiley J, and I'm going to finish two-stepping. Enjoy your week, guys.